The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometime late last year, or early this year, I read an article in America Magazine, a publication by the Jesuit Fathers and Brothers. And one of the priests wrote about his experiences in China. He spent a year of sabbatical in China teaching in a secular university. And he was teaching a class, a Christology class, a class on Christ. And the class was oversubscribed. And one of the things he noticed also in China, there were a group of professors who taught classes in Christian theology and Christology, and these were not really practicing Christians. They were not even Christians. They were more of cultural Christians. These professors can teach a class on Jesus Christ, and probably they knew their stuff very well, but they do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ directs the question to his apostles, "Who do people say that I am?" And sometimes we can hear a lot, we can know about someone, we can hear about someone without necessarily having a personal relationship with a person. Jesus Christ wants to be sure that his followers have a personal relationship with him and they really know who he is. Just as it is important that we know who we are in the eyes of God, it is also important that we know who Jesus Christ is to us. This knowledge is not the knowledge from books or what others have told us about Jesus Christ, but our own personal experience of Jesus Christ. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ is asking this question when he has already set his eyes on Jerusalem, and Jerusalem would be a place where he will be crucified. Shortly after, Peter makes this profound statement that Jesus is the Christ of God. Jesus tells his apostles that he is going to Jerusalem, where he will suffer greatly. The apostles must know who they stand for, who they are following in the course of this journey, because they are going to face trying, difficult times in Jerusalem. I suspect that the reason Peter repented after denying Jesus Christ three times is because he recognized who Jesus Christ is. If Peter did not have that personal knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Christ of God, he probably would have denied him and would have left forever. Because he had that knowledge, he returned, he repented, and returned to him. It's important in our own lives, not only that we know who Jesus Christ is to us, when we go through trying, difficult times, that knowledge becomes very helpful for us. It will give us the reason to hold on to him, to remain with him until we go through that time.